To understand God's word better, be obedient. April 27. The mind of one who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools feed on folly. NRSV. No one can search the Old and New Testaments and the Spirit of Christ without being rewarded. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, the Savior says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke of obedience upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The great teacher's invitation is before you. Will you willingly respond to it? You cannot draw near, placing yourself as a learner at the feet of Christ, without having your mind enlightened, and your heart quickened with a pure, holy admiration. You will then say, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Disobedience has closed the door to a vast amount of knowledge that might have been gained from the Word of God. Understanding means obedience to God's commandments. Had men and women been obedient, they would have understood the plan of God's government. The heavenly world would have opened its chambers of grace and glory for exploration. Human beings would have been altogether different from what they are now, in form, in speech, in song, for by exploring the mines of truth, they would have been ennobled. The mystery of redemption, the incarnation of Christ, His atoning sacrifice, would not be, as they are now, vague in our minds. They would have been not only better understood, but altogether more highly appreciated. In eternity we shall learn that which, if we had received the enlightenment that it was possible for us to obtain here, would have opened our understanding. The themes of redemption will employ the hearts and minds and tongues of the redeemed through the everlasting ages. They will understand the truths that Christ longed to open to his disciples, but which they did not have faith to grasp. Forever and forever, new views of the perfection and glory of Christ will appear.